actually a postdoc at NC State, North Carolina State University, and I will present a part of the work I've done during the past 2 years. So first of all, in honeybee queen, the queen has a monopoly of the reproduction. She's the only one egg-laying. And she also releases pheromones to regulate hive activities. So you can see on the picture that the queen is in the middle, and all the workers are attracted by the queen because of the chemicals she will release. In honeybees, there is also a very high polyandry. They mate with an average of 13 drones, but it can be much higher than that. So which means that inside the colony, there is a high diversity of individuals, which is very adaptive. So the question I address is, does the mating number, the quality and the quantity, affect the queen and the colony organization? So the first part will be, how does the insemination number affect queen physiology? And in the second part, I will more talk about the mechanism, if it's the volume of the semen. So the queen pheromone, the queen mandibular gland seems to be very important gland in honeybee organization and is very involved in this worker's attraction toward the queen. So it's why I concentrate a lot of my work on this gland. But I also look at other glands and we have similar results. So for different reasons, these glands have both primer and releaser effects and many other impacts, which make that these glands play a major role in queen-worker interactions. So all the queen I use for the study come from the same SDI colony, so they're all super sister queens. And they all rear in cages and all artificially inseminated by Dave Tarpey and collected 5 days after the insemination. So does the mating number affect the queen pheromone profile? Does it affect the queen workers' interaction? And to answer this question, I compare virgin queen, single drone inseminated queen, and multi-drone inseminated queen. So the queen mandibular gland extract of this queen, which are, so each queen is one dot with a comparison of the whole chemical profile of the gland, reveal that we have a significant different chemical profile between virgin and mated queen, but we also have a significant different profile between single and multi-drone inseminated queen. So could we correlate that with the behavior, with the attraction of the workers toward the queen? So I designed a behavioral test, which is a choice test, where the workers will be exposed to different queen mandibular glands, one from virgin, one from single-drone inseminated queens, one from virgin or multi-drone inseminated queen mandibular gland, or single compared to multi-drone inseminated queen mandibular gland. And I record the number of bees attracted by the extract. So the data show that they're more attracted, they will always prefer a mated queen mandibular gland extract compared to a virgin. But they also have a preference between our two groups of mated queens. They are more attracted by a multi-drone inseminated queen mandibular gland extract compared to single-drone queen mandibular gland extract. So how could we explain this difference? Is it just because of the volume? Because in single-drone inseminated queen, it's around 1 microliter, 1 drone, and in the multi-drone inseminated queen mandibular gland, they were inseminated by 10 drones, around 10 microliter. Which means, if it's about the volume, is it the stretch receptor in the lateral oviduct, which induce all the modification we observed? Is it just about the amount of semen? Is it the sperm numbers, seminal proteins, hormone precursor, or genetic diversity? So we won't look at all of them because it will need much more study. But first of all, is it the semen or the volume which affect our queens? So here is the new queen we worked on. So we inseminate them either with 1 microliter of semen, 1 microliter of saline, or 10 microliter of semen, and 10 microliter of saline. And if we looked at the chemical profile of the queen, we already have the virgin, which are still very well separate from the other queens. We have the 1 microliter saline queen inseminated, which are more spread out between virgin, 1 microliter semen, 1 microliter saline. But they still significantly separate from the other group. We also have a very nice separation between the 1 microliter Siemens and 10 microliter Siemens, which means that we have a volume effect. And the 10 microliter saline are somewhere between. What about the behavior? If we do, again, the choice test between the glands, do they have any preference? Is it about the volume, the Siemens effect, or an interaction between both of them? So when we expose them with two different kind of queen mandibular gland, if it's 1 microliter saline compared to 10 microliter saline, or 1 Siemens compared to 10 microliter Siemens, the volume effect seems to be the most important. They're always attracted by the queen mandibular gland of the queen inseminated with the highest volume. And what about this between saline and Siemens? The queen mandibular gland of the queen inseminated by Siemens seems more attractive than the queen inseminated by saline. And if we look, compare 1 microliter Siemens inseminated queen compared to 10 microliter saline inseminated queen, the volume in this case seems more important. So we really have a correlation with what we observed with the chemistry, and the most attractive queen mandibular gland extract come from the 10 microliter Siemens inseminated queen. So what about if we have something between? If we have 1 microliter Siemens inseminated queen, and so 10 multidrone inseminated queen, 10 microliter. If we have the equivalent of 1 microliter of Siemens but with 9 microliter of saline, the chemical analysis of this queen mandibular gland revealed that the volume seems the most important. So we already have a distinction between the single drone inseminated queen and the both multidrone inseminated queen and single drone inseminated queen with the volume completed have the same chemical profile. So as a conclusion, we can say that the mating number will affect the volume, which will increase. And these have both effect on the gene expression, so it's data I'm not talking about today. This will have also an effect on the chemical profile of both the Dufour glands and the queen mandibular glands. And these also have effect on the queen workers interaction. So we knew that the mating number, which is correlated with the volume increase, it's also related to increase the diversity of the Siemens, and there is many adaptive explanation of that. But what we can say too, that this increase in the volume is also correlated with the reception of more Siemens, which contain many substances, and which will have effect on the queen physiology and will modify it. And this is more proximate mechanism. But this reception of Siemens may also have effect on the adaptive of the adaptation, of the colony. This increase in the volume also activates stretch receptor, and this will have also a relation with the reception of the Siemens. So everything seems correlated. So we can definitively say that this increase in the volume will have effect on the queen physiology modification, which is a short-term effect. But what about the long-term effect? What about the effect on the queen lifespan? So you can see that there is still a couple question marks and probably many more. And I would like to thank Christina Grosinger Lab and David Tappy Labs and all the financial support. And I would like to thank you for your attention. So the behavioral assay consists to put day-old bees in a cages, and when they're 4-day-old, to expose them to different kind of queen mandibular gland at the same time.
4-day-old bees?
Yeah.
They're not the optimal age for rectangular behavior, which is what you're measuring.
I think it is. So we have preliminary. So I have other data which I don't show where there is a time course. And when they're young, the number of bees attracted by the queen mandibular gland is not very important, but increase over the first day. No, it's extraction of the queen mandibular gland. So even if it's not the optimal day, it's a day where we still have a good response, and we can compare if they are more attractive or not.
Other questions?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.